Hello, KRBS listeners. Sadie here, and you are now tuned in to Off the Tracks on 88.7 FM or online at krvs.org. I hope you guys have had a pleasant week and are ready to sit back and hang out and listen to some music. For the next hour, I've got some stuff from Mike Bloomfield and Al Kooper, some Uriah Heep, some Rocky Erickson, some Leo Kottke coming up next. So stay tuned for all the great music. We're going to get started with an all-time favorite of mine. It's a Stephen Stills written, Crosby, Stills, and Nash song. I really love it because, I mean, I love alliterations. I'm a huge fan of alliterations, which is, you know, when words, they start with the same sound or the same letter. So this song is called Helplessly Hoping. And if the words are, like, next to each other or near each other, like in the same phrase, that's why, you know, they call me Stellar Sadie. Part of the radio name thing. So, anyway, if you're a fan of alliterations, this one's for you because the song is full of it. It's from Crosby, Stills, and Nash's self-titled album from 1969. Let's get into it. Here's Helplessly Hoping on 88.7 KRVS.
Helplessly hoping her harlequin hovers nearby, awaiting a word, gasping at glimpses of gentle true spirit. He runs, wishing he could fly, only to trip at the sound of goodbye. Wordlessly watching, he waits by the window and wonders at the empty place inside. Heartlessly helping himself to her bad dreams, he worries, did he hear a goodbye? Or even hello? Two alone, they are three together, they are four each other. Stand by the stairway, you'll see something certain to tell you. Confusion has its cause. Love isn't lying, it's loose in a lady who lingers, saying she is lost and choking on hello. For each other. Thank you.
You are listening to Off the Tracks on 88.7 KRVS or online at krvs.org, which you just heard was a little something from Leo Kottke's second album, 6 and 12 String Guitar. The name of the song was Jack Fig. And let's get right back into some more music from Weezer's self-titled debut album, also maybe known to you as the Blue Album. Here is In the Garage, on 88.7 KRVS.
I've got Dungeon Master's Guide. I've got 12-sided die. I've got Kitty Pryde. On the wall, my favorite rock group Kiss. I've got Ace Frehley. I've got Peter Criss waiting there for me. Yes, I do. I do. In the garage, I feel safe. No one cares about my.
Two-headed dog, I'd be children nailed to the cross. Pain does not look our hell. Certainly is not a spell. Sweet ways from well. Two-headed dog, two-headed dog. I'd be working in the Kremlin with a two-headed dog. Two-headed dog, two-headed dog. I'd be working in the Kremlin with a two-headed dog.
Oh,
This is Sadie, and you are listening to Off the Tracks on 88.7 KRVS or online at krvs.org. What you just heard was Dino's song. That is by Quicksilver Messenger Service from their self-titled debut album released in 1968. Before that, we had Two-Headed Dog. That's by Rocky Erickson, probably best known for being the member of 13th Floor Elevators, a great psychedelic band, did most of their stuff in the late 60s. Let's get back into some more music. Before I do, I do want to let you guys know about a segment or something that I throw into the show here and there, and that's some music from regional artists. So if you're an artist from the southern Louisiana area, if you're playing near Lafayette, it would probably be best because of, you know, the location of the radio station. But if you want to promote some music or to promote a show, if you've got some original tunes recorded and ready to go, contact me at Sadie the DJ on Facebook. Just go ahead and send me a message, and we can talk about getting your music on the show to promote an upcoming show that you have or to promote an upcoming album or something along those lines. So, like I said, hit me up on Sadie the DJ. And also, for all you other listeners, feel free to just go on there. Tell me what you think about the show. Tell me what you might want to hear. Anything like that. I'd love to hear from you guys. So, go check that out. Sadie the DJ on Facebook. Let's get back into some music. Here's Jethro Tull from their Aqua Lung album released in 1971. Up to me on 88.7 KRVS.
To the cinema and leave you in a wimpy bar. You tell me that we've gone too far. Come running up to me. Make the scene at Cousin Jack's. Leave him to put the bottles back. Mends his glasses that are cracked. Well, that's one up to me. Cloud to ride, pack the tennis club inside. Trouser cuffs hung far too wide. Well, it was up to me. Tires down on your bicycle, your nose feels like an icicle. The yellow-fingered smoky girl is looking up to me. With a half of bitter bread and jam, and if it pleases me, I'll put one on your man. When the copper fades away. To pass, the big old pirate sings at last, and if I laughed a bit too fast, well, it was up to me. Take you to the cinema and leave you in a wimpy bar. You tell me that we've gone too far, come running up to me. Hey.
Thank you. human being. People are ready for all that's good. Open those eyes which haven't yet seen. But some
You are listening to Off the Tracks on 88.7 KRVS. I hope you guys liked my little flute in rock set. What you just heard was from the Dutch rock group Golden Earrings' 1972 album Together, the song titled Brother Wind. And of course, before that, some Jethro Tull. So, two flute songs for you guys that enjoy the heavy guitar and the flute together. I think it's a fun combo, and you don't hear it all the time, so it's nice, refreshing difference from, you know, the usual very guitar heavy and, you know, organ sort of heavy setups that you get from a lot of those 70s groups. Now let's get back into some music. Here's Black Cat Bones from their 1970 album Barbed Wire Sandwich. By the way, if you haven't seen the album cover for that, it's kind of great. It's like some gremlin looking mask thing in a barbed wire sandwich. I think it's, I don't know, sometimes I just look at that album cover and I just, it takes me a second to process it. It's a nice one to look at. So go check that out if you're interested. Anyway, from that album, here is Save My Love on 88.7 KRVS.
Cause I just met you. I saved my love for you, babe. If it takes me a lifetime, you know I saved my love for you. Saved my love. You better listen, cause I'm not quitting now. Saved my love. I just can't lose. I saved my love for you. If it takes me a lifetime, you know I saved my love for you.
saves me a lifetime. You know I save my love. You know I save my love for you. Yeah.
Hello, KRVS listeners. This is Sadie, and you're still tuned in to Off the Tracks on 88.7 FM or online at krvs.org. What you just heard was from Free's 1972 album Free at Last with Catch a Train. And to tie things in together a little bit, two of the members in Free were also once members of the group from the first song I played during the set from Black Cat Bones. Came Paul Kossoff and Simon Kirk, who later on joined Free. And Kirk also ended up being a member of Bad Company with Paul Rogers, lead singer of Free. So a little random 70s music history for you guys. Before I get back into music, I also want to tell you about the song that played in the middle of that set. That was something from Mike Bloomfield from the 1968 Super Session that was put together by Al Cooper, who played the organ and other keys on that album. Also on that album was Steven Stills, who I mentioned at the very beginning of the show, if y'all were there listening to it since 10 o'clock. Steven Stills did the second side of these Super Sessions albums, and it was Mike Bloomfield playing on the first session, and Al Cooper played keys throughout the album's little fun fact, something he put together of two guitarists he was friends with and really liked their playing, and it ended up doing great. They did some... one of my favorite things from that album is the Season of the Witch cover they do, and they also do a Bob Dylan cover, It Takes a Lot to Laugh, It Takes a Train to Cry. I believe that's another one that Steven Stills did, and Steven Stills also did the Season of the Witch ones. And another one from Mike Bloomfield that I really enjoy, written by him and Al Cooper, is His Holy Modal Majesty off the first side of that album. If you can't tell, I'm a huge fan of that album. So every so often I'll talk about an album and I'll say, this one is one you should listen to. And so, yeah, this is definitely one you should listen to. And excuse me, I got Al Cooper a little bit wrong. He played organ on it, but he also played 12-string on this, electric on it, and he did the vocals on this album. So go check it out. It's a fantastic album. Let's get back into the music. This next one is from a band called Uriah Heep, a British rock group. And a little more fun fact, since we're on the fun fact train, their name comes from a character from David Copperfield, a Charles Dickens book. So any of you that are literary fans, that's something you can get in on and enjoy. We're going to get into the music. This is the title track of their 1972 album. From Uriah Heep, here's The Magician's Birthday on 88.7 KRVS.
Somewhere singing, somewhere dancing, while the midnight moon shone brightly overhead. Stars so gaily glistened, and the Sphinx in silence listened to the magician tell of lives that he had led.
This is Sadie, and we have now come to the end of Off the Tracks on 88.7 FM or online at krvs.org. The show ended with a song from Uriah Heep's fifth album, The Magician's Birthday, from 1972. The name of that track was The Magician's Birthday, the title track of that album. And since we got a couple more minutes till the show ends, I want to tell you about the website that I keep mentioning because it's very useful for any KRVS fans. You can go listen to the radio station from your phone, your tablet, your computer, what have you, by just going to krvs.org, and you can listen live anywhere in the world. You don't even have to be anywhere near Lafayette for that. You can also go on there to check out the schedule of the shows that we have on KRVS, a little description of the programs, NPR news, and you can also check out playlists from the shows and a community calendar and a lot of other good stuff that you can go look at on there. Also, if you're feeling really generous, guys, you can donate. It's in the top right corner of the website next to the KRVS logo. We appreciate any donations you can get. Really helps us out. And also, to play something from the website, to listen live, there's a little play triangle. You know what symbol I'm talking about. It's right under the KRVS.org, or the KRVS logo. So go check that out, and you'll see all that stuff right there, conveniently laid out next to each other. And also, if you weren't listening at the beginning of the show, I do really want to encourage regional artists or artists from the Southern Louisiana area that have original music and they want to promote a show they have coming up or an album they have coming out soon or single or whatever it is. So if you're interested in that, remember, go over to my Facebook page, Sadie the DJ, and send me a message. And if you're just a listener that wants to tell me what you think about the show, feel free to go over there and send me a little message too. You guys have a great and safe weekend. I'll be back next week at 10 p.m.
The Late Night Bullet Train with Japan Jukebox, Monday at 11 p.m. and encore broadcast Saturday at 3 a.m. No tickets required. Just sit back and get into the zone. We're your engineers, Danny Hiltz and Cody Winters. We guarantee a smooth ride, though the destination is never certain. Let's get lost together with Japan Jukebox, only on KRVS.
Enjoy Zydeco blues and old-school R&B on the Zydeco Stomp, Saturdays from noon to 3, only on KRVS, 88.7 FM, and online at krvs.org.
You're listening to KRVS 88.7 FM, Lafayette, Lake Charles, a public service of the University of Louisiana at Lafayette. Find us on Facebook at KRVS Public Media.